This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Alan Pollock. Alan is here with this week's weekly tech update. What you got, friend?
Hey, afternoon, everybody. You know, I'll start us off, David, today with a dad joke because I didn't get any stats because
there's been some hilarious things posted on all the social media sites. Hilarious stuff.
Yeah, but, here's a good one. Why don't cats play poker in the jungle?
Okay,
and the reason I know you weren't going to have the answer to that. It's too many cheetahs.
Too many cheetahs. Yeah, that is bad. You spend a lot of time with your kids. You're spending some time with your kids. That's good. That's a good kid joke. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are in some very fun, unique, challenging, stressful times. I got to be honest, I have had the opportunity to speak to a number of technology people in the industry. I have a couple things in the news to go over, but really today I just wanted to focus on, you know, what should you really be thinking about? What should you be doing? And almost like fact versus fiction. So let's get started. First, remote online notarizations. There is a lot going on. The technology, the infrastructure, for the most part, to transact is in place. But remember, a lot of states and local municipalities don't have the technology to adopt. However, there may be some change coming very quickly. We don't have the answers to all of that, and it's hard to Google and find it. So you want to talk to your doc provider. For the 3 to 4 doc providers I've talked to in the last week, all of them have a solution, some way to help you. So if you haven't picked up the phone yet to talk to your doc provider to try and resolve that area of challenge, please do so. There is a solution, and a lot of times it's no code. It's actually implementation. And you can resolve it without integration and without anything important. So please reach out to them, and I hope that challenge in that area gets resolved or you learn more about it. The other thing I wanted to mention, you know, each of the doc providers, this is a very important time for them. And not important because, you know, we need to use them, but important because we should have been preparing with them, or hopefully we were. DocMagic just put something out. I may have mentioned it last week, but I think it's really important. They call it auto prep technology, enabling the total e-close to accept documents from any provider. Why is this so important? Because we, at different channels of business, accept documents, and we're trying to go into a more automated fashion. And so anyways, they actually can flag documents and identify situations that are outside of the norm. They can read tags on anybody's document. You want to check it out. If you're a DocMagic user, then just give some of your friends over there a call. David, Housing Wire put an article out called Housing Wire, What Would Have Happened at MBA Tech? Fantastic article. A couple different companies reached out to Housing Wire and said, hey, because tech was canceled, this is what we were looking to do. Our own friend Brent is, which we'll talk to a little bit later, he was one of those companies, and I'll let him, I won't steal his thunder, I'll let him share what's new there, but companies like Top of Mind, LBAware, Simple Nexus, by the way, I was very interested. They just released in-app rate locking and product scenarios along with their desktop underwriting, or being able to actually look at both AU engines, as well as BSmarty that just launched their TPO channel. And then Regora, which we talked about Regora a few times in some past podcasts. So you want to check out those companies. And, you know, David, this is coming from the tech guy. I took a look. I scanned through the Fannie Mae seller guide. And I wanted to just sort of get a read on what's changing and what should you as a lender be thinking about as far as technology. And I got to be honest, you know, Alice, you've been covering a lot of it. But one is, it's on their website. You can easily get to it. There is a lender letter, which is a summary. And it talks about things that are absolutely critical for you to make sure of that your technology partner has implemented. For example, some of the underwriting conditions, you know, a lot of people don't only use Desktop Underwriter. They also use proprietary technology, or that loan is different paper. In those cases, you want to make sure that if you're adopting agency guidelines, which a lot of people sometimes do, but they have overlays, that you're considering the tightening of some of the credit rules that are in place. There are overlays and changes that folks are making, so your technology needs to be updated to support that, as well as there's changes that Fannie Mae has made. Those will be automatic, for example, based on your integration. But for those folks that are using other systems, you want to verify and make sure of that. Also, for example, appraisals, right? You can do desktop appraisals. You can do exterior only inspection appraisals. There's conditions around it, I'm not the compliance and the underwriter, so I won't get into them. But you want to check it out. It's on their website.
Yeah.
But super important that your technology partner is aware of them. The other thing to mention is, and this is really, really important, you know, there's an article in American Banker called Bank Think AI Models Could Struggle at the Handle of the Market Downturn. So let's erase that last sentence, the downturn, right? We don't need to hear about that. But the point is that credit models can quickly deteriorate, which we know. And a lot of the systems and models that people are using can actually not be correctly using vintage. And that vintage analysis is super, super important, because not only does it not just go through a shock analysis, which may sound like a very techie kind of term right now, but it's super important that the shock analysis is compared to old vintage. And when you have a model, and there's companies out there that are doing this, and we use them today, you want to make sure that you're comparing towards that vintage analysis along with the economic shock model. So super important. Don't assume that those automated technology AI models all work in this unique time. And it's
right.
Even though we
so
want to rely on
great
technology
point.
And automation so badly, we are going to have that supervisory human review in this unique time. And the same thing with your partners. You know, how do you move forward with integrations? You're going to have to pick and choose what's most important to keep your business fluid and to use your resources wisely. Not saying not to do new integrations, and I'm not saying to not engage in new technology partnerships, but make sure that you're carefully managing and prioritizing. And something, David, we talked about so many times in the past, taking small chunks out of a big project and making small success. And you'll be able to move these projects along, especially integrations that were 9/10 of the way done, and they're going to help you automate through these unique times. So good luck to everybody. If you have any questions, you can reach out to David or myself. And looking forward, Brent, to talking to you a little bit later.
Yeah, looking forward to having Brent on here in just a few minutes. Appreciate it so much. Special thank you to our sponsors, Mortgage Bankers Association of MBA. They do a great job. Bob Brooksmint, kudos to you, my friend. Finastra, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, again, doing a great job inside the Beltway to help make a difference, as well as Indicom, Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, VendorServe, and Vidyard. Also, a special thank you to Alice, Andy, Alan, and Joe for all that they do to make this podcast possible. Have a great week, everybody. See you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.